Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Cam Fine. Cam, this is your 6th anniversary. How about that?
Yeah. Is that right?
Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you.
President and CEO of Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org. I encourage you to check them out. Folks, you've heard me say this a million times. If you're a small business owner and your business's best friend is not a community banker, you need to get that fixed, because relationship banking is alive and well in America, unlike any other place on the planet, folks. That is not hyperbole. That is a fact.
No
other place on the planet like America where you can still do relationship banking, and nobody has held that banner and that standard and guarded it almost with his life for the last 15 years and made it better before he retires in 2 weeks than our good friend Cam Fine. And Cam, again, I congratulate you on 15 great years. What a great legacy. Even as tough as it was and as bad of the times as we've had for the last decade, you survived and you won.
Yeah, we did. I feel very good handing things off. I think I've accomplished what I set out to accomplish, and that was first to get people to recognize that community banks are different from the Wall Street banks and that we need to be treated differently Yep. by the government. And second, that we need more banks, and the government needs to encourage more community banks. And we're finally getting that message through. They're finally starting to ease up on that.
So let me ask you, let's talk about the future of community bankers, because this is what I'm worried about. So we got about, what, a little under 6,000 banks now?
Just a little under 6,000 community
banks. How many do we need? 15,000 is probably too many, right?
A good number, I think, would be somewhere between 8,000 and 10,000.
I agree with that. I think if we could maintain 9,000 community banks in America, and what that meant was every time there was a consolidation, that every time the environment was ripe for a consolidation where a community banker got absorbed, the environment was also fertile to create a new one to replace it.
That's correct. That's exactly right. That's exactly.
We don't have that. We don't have that now, folks. We don't have that now.
Not today. Right up until the crisis, on average, 125 brand new community banks were formed every single year.
Yeah.
Right up until the crisis, and that was offsetting somewhere about 125 to 150 consolidations.
Right. That's a healthy patch of soil, right, folks, when you got that. How many have there been since 2007? Two?
Since the end of 2007, there's been six actual charters granted.
But we went almost 10 years with just one.
In 10 years. 10 years.
Yeah.
And most of those were just recently. We went, for the first time in American history, in 2013, not a single new bank was chartered. And that was the first right. time in American history that ever happened.
What do you think the future of community banks is?
I think it's very bright today, because I think the ship turned around here in the last year and a half, 2 years. So I think community banks are going to do very, very well. Right now, the FDIC is looking at 8 new banks
Good.
That have been filed for charters,
Good.
Which is the best we've had in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very hopeful, because it's been very, very tough, Jim. Very tough. Will
there ever be a time when community bankers and big bankers will be more symbiotic with each other and less, where the big banks will be less predatory?
Well, you know, we have different business models.
Yeah.
So they have a transaction.
But surely they know they need that. They need community banks. I mean,
I think they do. And there are issues where we work together.
Yeah.
There are other issues where we don't line up. And mm-hmm. so we advocate for what we advocate, and they advocate yeah. for what they advocate.
That's like big business and small business. Kim, I got to wrap it up. This is your last time here as the president of the ICBA, but not your last time on our show. You're still going to be a Brain Trust member. Congratulations
okay.
on 15 great years. I'm so proud of you. Job well done, sir.
Thank you so much.
Kim Fine, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, a great leader. I don't know what we would have done without him for the last 10 years.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.